Do you realize what I have done for you? As we begin the Triduum, the Lord asks this question, which is a key to truly participate in what he is doing these days, to realize what he is doing. Not necessarily to grasp every single detail or to always be moved to tears, but to know what he's doing, to realize. So trying to realize this, we join Peter in his own journey, in his own realizing what Jesus was doing in those days of that very first Holy Week of our history. And clearly, based on what we heard in the Gospel, Peter did not realize then what Jesus was doing for him. His reaction was typical of him, very strong. "You will never wash my feet." But let's not be too quick to judge. What would we have done in his place? Who here would say to Jesus, "Coming to wash your feet, just go ahead, I enjoy you washing my feet"? Peter's reaction was very normal, very understandable, even noble in some sense. But that is the point. Peter, like us, was called to more than normal. He was called to be like Christ. Now, Jesus knew his friend very well. He knew that Peter was not really understanding, and so he said, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Later, a very simple word, in the original text of the New Testament, means after these things. You will understand after these things, after his passion, death, and resurrection. And Peter did. Significantly, the last chapter of the Gospel of John begins with those same words, after these things, after the things that happened in the upper room, after the agony, after denying Jesus, after the dark pain of the cross, after the resurrection, Jesus came to Peter and asked him, "Do you love me?" "Lord," he said, "you know everything. You know that I love you." After these things, Peter realized what Jesus had done for him that night, this night, that he loved him to the end, and so that he was giving himself truly present in the Eucharist, that he was consecrating some men to act in his person and to bring his presence to the world, that he was giving us a new commandment. After all these things, Peter, still imperfect and weak, lived according to what Jesus did that night and embraced the new commandment. The Lord is doing these things again tonight, and he says to us, "As I have done for you, you should also do." Tonight we all receive again the new commandment, which is new not only in contrast with the old commandments of the old law. After all, how many times have we heard of the new commandment? Isn't it old already for us? And no, it is never old, because loving as Jesus loves is always a fresh challenge. What is old, what is really old, is having our understandable reactions, like Peter's, is being just content with our normal inclinations. But we are called not just to normal and acceptable, we're called to something new and truly forgiving from our heart is always new. Humbly serving until it hurts never feels old. Our normal reactions might not even always be that bad. It's true. But tonight our Lord is calling us to something greater than that, to love to the end as he does. And the demands of that love, the simple demands of loving like that every day, are always new. Do you realize what I have done for you? You will understand after these things. May we truly accompany Christ as he does all these things. May he be in our minds and in our hearts these days more than anyone and anything. May we be with him, truly with him, tonight in his agony and tomorrow at the foot of the cross, waiting with hope on Saturday and rejoicing with his victory on Sunday. And then, after these things, hopefully we will be able, like Peter and with him, to say to the Lord, I realize what you have done for me. Now I understand. You know everything. You know that I love you.